You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Every year, we celebrate our independence from Great Britain on the 4th of July. But you might not know that in most states, there's another Independence Day celebrated a few weeks earlier. It's called Juneteenth. It's a 150-year-old African-American tradition that's very much alive in Kalamazoo. WMUK's Earlene McMichael has more.
If Juneteenth has been around for 150 years, why haven't more people heard of it? Dorla Bonner is a Black woman who was raised in Saginaw. She has a theory. At 56 years old, she admits she knows very little about Juneteenth, an observance that's typically held on June 19th.
If your region did not embrace it, then that's not something you experienced.
That's why Bonner says she's excited to be in this Sunday's Waiting on Freedom to Come, a Reader's Theater production about the history of Juneteenth, being staged at the Dalton Center Recital Hall at Western Michigan University. Kalamazoo playwright Buddy Hanna says newly freed slaves in Texas created Juneteenth as an expression of their jubilation over the end of slavery. From Texas, it spread to the surrounding states of Louisiana, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, then on to Alabama, Florida, and California as African Americans moved across the country.
And I think a lot of states are focusing on making people aware of it. They are beginning to realize that this is something that we should be proud of. This is something that we should celebrate and honor. But you can't honor something or celebrate something until you know what it is.
For two members of the cast who spend most of their lives in Kalamazoo, it took going to California to discover what Juneteenth was. Kendall Campbell is one of them.
And someone came to me and told me about Juneteenth. He was shocked that we didn't celebrate it more in the North.
According to Buddy Hanna's Waiting on Freedom to Come play, 43 states and the District of Columbia had recognized Juneteenth as a ceremonial holiday or day of observance by the year 2014. Local actress Angela Anderson says the play helps people learn about Juneteenth in an interesting way.
Many people learn and understand through theatrical works where they can't basically grasp it, if you will, through reading or watching a documentary.
Angela Anderson plays Viola Simmons, the great-great-great-granddaughter of the fictitious Thomas Benjamin Tremble, an enslaved man in the 1860s in Galveston, Texas, the birthplace of Juneteenth. The play centers on three main characters. One lives in the present day, that's the granddaughter, another in the past, the enslaved grandfather, and a third is the narrator, who is the glue between the two. The production also has poems, African dance, and drumming. On a recent Monday night, the three actors and the two poets were at the rehearsal held at the Allen Chapel AME Church in Kalamazoo. The show's playwright Buddy Hanna plays Thomas Benjamin Tremble, the enslaved man.
I'm tired of waiting on freedom to come. I spent the better part of my life as an enslaved person. If I'm ever going to taste freedom, I gotta taste it now.
As it turns out, Hannah's character won't have to wait much longer to get his wish for freedom. We learn that the next day, Tremble and all the slaves are freed. The problem is they find out late, very late, says Hannah.
What happened in Texas is that they didn't receive the message that the slaves had been freed until 2 years later. It was brought to them by a Colonel Gordon Granger, who came in and read General Order Number 3, they call it, which stated that the slaves was free. And this was the first time they heard about it.
That was June 19th, 1865, the first Juneteenth. Hanna says some people believe that the Emancipation Proclamation automatically freed all the slaves. The truth is, when it took effect on January 1, 1863, the Confederate and Union states were in the midst of the Civil War. The Emancipation Proclamation only called for release of the slaves in Confederate states, where the Union had no control. Charles Peterson writes about this in an original poem in the play and doesn't mince words.
For those enslaved in Galveston, Texas, it proved to be a counterfeit note. But for 2.5 years, it wasn't worth the paper on which it was wrote.
It wasn't until the Civil War had ended, 2.5 years later, that the Texas slaves were formally told they were free. And that's what Juneteenth celebrates, the joy of finally being one's own person. It was Jean Baraka Love's educational and cultural organization, Ujima Enterprises Incorporated, that made Juneteenth into a long-running observance in Kalamazoo. She commissioned Buddy Hanna to write the play Waiting on Freedom to Come.
People have lost their cultural center. And so a celebration is one way, if we can institutionalize it, make it a regular occurrence, it's one way for people to reaffirm themselves.
For WMUK, I'm Earlene McMichael.
Kalamazoo's Juneteenth celebration will be held Sunday at 4 at the Dalton Center Recital Hall on Western Michigan University's campus. For more details, visit our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.